My continent is a blessing and at the same time a burden for me, because my music is not put on the same level as mainstream music, because I come from Africa, because I sing in my native languages. Even though I sing in English in other languages, because I'm an African artist, there is a place that is already set that I have to stay in, and I never accept that place, because for me music is a universal language and I can be everywhere and be everybody artist.
And along with change, education must be there. Is that why you founded the Batonga Foundation?
I've been appointed Goodwill Ambassador of UNICEF in 2002 by Carol Bellamy. And one of the first questions I asked her was, what is my job as a Goodwill Ambassador? Because I'm not good at shaking hands and cocktails and chit-chatting with politicians. She asked me, what do you want to do? I said, I'm really passionate about education. And she said, that's what it's going to be. So my first trip on the field was in Tanzania with her. And I've seen, traveling with her, the impact of education in other programs. Batonga couldn't have existed without me being a UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador and working in primary education. One day in the country, a mother came to me and said to me, what are we going to do after primary education? And she bring to me something that I forgot, but I knew it was a reality that if a girl stopped going to school and reach puberty, she will end up in early marriage if she's not going to school. So that's where the idea of putting Batonga up to give secondary education to girls that doesn't want to get involved in early marriage, want to have a future, want to change Africa.
Does Batonga stand for anything?
Batonga is the title of one of my songs. It's specifically talking about education. One thing that is really difficult for people outside of Africa to weigh is the pressure when a girl reaches certain grade in secondary education. It seems like they become a threat for male boys. I remember being taunted for months. And I one day I come back home and I tell my father, I don't want to go to school anymore. Why should I go through all those kind of names that they give me and give me headache? And my father said, I'm paying for the school. You go to school. Find something. Use your brain. I mean, don't get into physical fight. So I come up with the word Batonga, which means, in my mind, give me a break, get off my back, and I will do whatever I want to do, and I will become whatever I want to become. And as soon as I start throwing that at the boys, they're just like, what the hell is this? We don't understand this. They back off, so I could go to school. So basically, for me, it means to give the girls that I'm putting to school wings to fly. That's why my logo is a butterfly.
But basically, that is a word that you made up.
Absolutely. I invent words a lot of time. I do that because sometimes the feeling that I have doesn't have a word that I can find in any language.
We should soon have a Kijo dictionary, right?
Well, you're going to have a lot of trouble trying to read it. If I start making a dictionary, I will suppress a little bit my inspiration. I want to let it free.